This is episode 1151. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you get ready to meditate today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a full week. And this week, we're exploring how to snap out of a bad mood. And as you go about discovering different meditation techniques each day in this 7-part episode, you'll discover how to create your own recipe to overcome a bad mood. And so this week, you'll have lots of chances to experiment with what works well for you and simply to bring awareness to what triggers a bad mood and how to pull out of it. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you an affirmation. Affirmations are a powerful way to help you focus your thoughts on what you're trying to improve or cultivate in your life. Affirmations are definitely not a magic sentence or a few words you repeat that instantly can work like magic on your life. Affirmations are an intention that you actively participate in by engaging the power of your voice and also with your thoughts in focusing on something in particular you want to cultivate in your life. So as you consider pulling out of a bad mood, I want to share with you the affirmation for this week. And that affirmation is, all good things come to me. All good things come to me. And I want to share with you some research by Dr. Martin Seligman, and he is the founder of positive psychology. And a tool that he has studied and found to be incredibly profound to help people improve their well-being is by doing an exercise called What Went Well. So to do this exercise that has these profound benefits, you, at the very end of your day, you look back on your day and you find 3 things that went well for you today. They didn't have to be outstanding, fascinating, exciting things that happened to you. Just focus on things that went well. So if you had a particularly bad day, you could focus on, well, I made it through the day. I'm here reflecting on what went well. And that in and of itself is something that went well for me today. So that might be something on your worst day you might consider. But mostly think about things that you noticed went well for you. And especially if these are things where you actively participated in the wellness. So for example, sometimes things happen to you, you don't even do anything. And that's more or less something outside of yourself that's happening and it's contributing to your wellness. Maybe someone gives you a gift, or someone gives you a compliment, or someone smiles at you or does something very nice for you. Those are wonderful. You could consider those as something that went well for you. But what I think is even more effective, and that I've experienced personally and received feedback from others I share this with is when you take an active part in your wellness. And so you think about, well, when someone was rude to me, initially I started to feel angry, but then I realized that this person likely didn't mean anything personally by being rude to me, or this person's having a bad day. And so I was able to shift away from the anger and get back on track and focus on what's important to me on this day. So focus on wellness where you empowered yourself and contributed to your own wellness, because this is going to help you to realize that a lot of your own wellness and your moods are dependent on how you view your life and how especially you view stress that happens to you. So I encourage you every day this week, why not? Why not do this? You have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Participate in this exercise, what went well. At the end of your day, look back through your day, find three things that went well. That's it. And you get extra bonus points if those three things, or even one or two of those three things, have to do with something that went well because you made it go well with how you thought, with decisions you made, with situations you put yourself in, with people you spent time with that you initiated. This is going to empower you. So now as you get ready to sit down and meditate, settle yourself in, making sure your body is comfortable and relaxed. When your body is relaxed, your mind becomes calm. So if you're seated on the floor with pillows cushioning your hips and your legs, or you're seated in a chair, making sure your feet are firmly on the ground, maybe put a pillow or two behind your back to support your back, go ahead and repeat out loud the affirmation, all good things come to me. All good things come to me. Repeat it out loud several times and then whisper it. And then take it into your consciousness as you mentally, silently repeat the affirmation to yourself. Try repeating it three times at each level. And if you'd like to be guided in full half-hour meditations where you have the chance to break off at the 15-minute point, I invite you to try for 2 weeks free a subscription membership site over at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om, Sip and Om. This will very soon become an app, and you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations there. And you also get a journal for each week, customized. So this week's journal is a bad mood journal. And you get a guide with all the techniques laid out nicely for you, so you don't have to remember what a particular technique was. You can just refer to the guide. You also get a private Facebook group. So there is a whole lot going on over there if you feel you'd like more guidance or to go more deeply into your meditations. And as always, know that you are so worth slowing down for.